CBA Mobile.
Time. N0TR.
No, it's not. We could have gone all day.
Okay.
Well, half the day's gone.
But no, they allowed ugly on such a beautiful day. Did you, Steve?
Oh, I tell you what. I mean, what were we talking about earlier about raising our standards back up?
We took it up a couple of notches.
Big guy.
He's too fast on the trigger, and so are you. I'm trying to eat my hummingbird cake and drink a cup of coffee, and I just worked Ariel on 3.560 on a mountaintop up in Tennessee a minute ago. This is in 0TR. Anything else?
I'm not going to say a word, Tom.
I had to do that, Dave. I know Steve loves CW so well. Go ahead, Dave.
Well, you know, I had to learn it to get my ticket, to get my novice, but I never used it, so I forgot it. And I'll be honest with you, I really don't have any interest in it, so I'd rather talk than pound the brass, as they say.
No, using voice is much more of a challenge than doing CW.
Well, let's not go there. And down here, for example, it's a totally different language. It ain't even English.
There's cue signs, and I don't even know all of them, and I wouldn't know what the heck you were talking about.
They don't use those cue signs hardly at all anymore. And so that's not a legitimate excuse.
I'll try to use those, to shorten phrases and that sort of thing. Gosh, there's a guy laying out on the side of in the middle of Church Street here. There's some people stopping, so I'm not gonna stop. I hope he's okay. I hope he didn't get hit by a car.
Yeah, he's probably sunbathing. No, Dave, they don't use a lot of them anymore, three or four maybe. QRZ would be, like if I said, this is N0TR, QRZ, I'm listening to for anybody. And they used to do that on the repeaters a lot up in Kansas. You'd give your call several times and say QRZ, or QRZ, if you will. They use QRT for end of transmission. And, QSY, we use that on here if we're going to change frequencies. But very, very few. There's a long list of them. And we use QSO on here on 2 meters. But they, as a general rule, they just don't use those very much, Dave. See?
Maybe 4CBA.
Good morning, Tom. Hope you guys are doing well. And 4DJC.
Into the middle of a big old pile. Of knotheads.
Yep. Oh, I was just telling my work, Ariel. Phil told me about it, and before NGU, that Ariel was going up to a mountaintop in Tennessee today, and they post these frequencies on Summits on the Air. And I think they mostly do CW, but I could be wrong. But I listened on one of those frequencies, Steve and Dave, and I heard a guy calling CQ POTA, POTA, Papa Oscar Tango Alpha. And I thought, well, he's just making a mistake. Instead of an S, he's sending a P. And Phil told me in the text, he says, no, Tom, he said, that's Parks on the Air. That's another hobby that guys do. And But I worked him anyways, KG4 MTN, Mike Tango November, so I guess it's like mountaintops. And it was fun. He was on 7.065, and Ariel was on 80 meters. But he'll change frequencies now, and he'll be on other ones. And you can sign up and get alerts and stuff like that. Phil's educating me today. Go ahead, Dave.
Jerry, you was full quieting that last time. So was Steve.
I'll turn it back over to Dave. I'm getting confused here. I was entering some information in the computer.
Well, this might be a little noisy, but it'll get better. I got up about a little before 6, and so I turned on the radio. There was a lot going on 80 meters, and heard some guys saying that Biden was going to pass a law that everybody had to wear their mask in their car if they were driving down the interstate. I don't believe that. I think people are just making all kinds of crazy stuff up.
Did you guys read the report from Newsweek magazine?
But he can call for unity all day long with 15,000 troops guarding him there. Go ahead, Steve.
Well, no, he's actually got 26,000 troops in D.C. right now. There's more troops in D.C. than there is in Afghanistan and Iraq combined. That's pretty pathetic, I'm telling you. But in the meantime, Newsweek has reported that several major nations in Europe have looked at the mask situation and looked at what's going on in the U.S. also, and has come back and said that the masks are inconsequential.
I don't buy that. It's impossible. But they do help some, Steve. They got to. That's just common sense. Though he calls for unity, and my wife is about the quietest person in the world, and I turned that on for about 5 minutes this morning. She says, they should practice what they preach. Go ahead, Dave.
You know what I think, and nobody else listening probably does either, so I'm just going to make a comment. But anyway, it sure is a nice day today. And my granddaddy always said that if he couldn't say anything nice about somebody, he'd say, well, he has a good pocket knife.
Well, Phil told me he was listening, so be careful what you say there, being the liberal type of guy he is there. Go ahead, Jerry.
That means I can't say anything at all, I guess, now. If I can't say anything good. But, I got the full, almost satellite rig. I'll be here tomorrow, I think, so I'll get that thing set up, and I'll start looking at my antennas, I guess. But I decided to go that route rather than go HF, but I just don't really have room for a good HF setup here. But anyway, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of long learning curve for me. But I did work with a couple of guys yesterday on the voice repeater on the station. Worked a guy down in Florida and worked another guy in I believe he was in Ohio, but it was a pretty good pass yesterday, but it was really busy. I'm going to have to step out here for a second. I got to run downstairs and see what my wife's up to. She just got back in from the Walmart, and I want to see what kind of stuff she brought in. I'll talk to you guys a little bit later. N4DJC.
You might consider a vertical, Jerry. Go ahead, Dave.
Jerry, well, good luck with the antennas there and the satellite thing, and I've read about it. Sounds interesting. Sounds a little too much light work. But anyway, so I'm going to bail out too because I'm getting ready to pull in the garage here. Put the pony in the barn. So go ahead and pick it up, Steve, KB4CPA.
Bad spot. Well, Dave, congratulations on getting out of quarantine and not getting drastically bad, and sure glad to hear your melodious voice again and your tailpipes, too. This is Enduro TR.
Hey, Tom, I did get a phone call, and Dave, try to behave yourself, bud, and as long as Tom thinks that's a melodious voice, there is hope out there.
3 and 4, BWI. I'm clear.
And good hearing everybody this morning. A peaceable group here. N0TR 73 Sinclair.